somebody in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Lose control.
Welcome, everyone, and Happy New Year. I hope that everybody had an incredible New Year.
And safe.
And safe, exactly. It's like weird. Okay, now I feel like I'm on. All right, well, welcome again. If anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I welcome all of you into the new year, and I hope that, you know, it's so funny, so many people make resolutions, and I just think we need to really kind of restart our day every day, and just to know that we're going to be the best that we can be and not be so hard on ourselves. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking a little bit about, but just really kind of going over our life, reflecting on where we've been and where we're going. And I have Marcia on today.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Very good. All right. And I have Valerie Pike, who is Yoga Baby and Yoga Kids, right?
Yes.
But you've actually been a part of yoga most of your life, right?
Yes, yes. I started doing it like 13 years ago, practicing and studying. And
and what was your attraction to it?
I was a cheerleader and a gymnast in high school.
She looks like a cheerleader, doesn't she?
Yeah, big smile.
Yeah.
So I just love stretching and balancing and all that, so I know.
Right. So you tell us a little bit. And where are you from?
I'm from Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas, originally.
Okay.
Very cool. The Southern hospitality.
Yeah. We actually had a little birthday party for my father-in-law last night. We ate at Lucille's. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's a Southern barbecue. So the okra and, you know, the green tomatoes, and I love that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So yeah, and the best gravy. Probably heart attack waiting, but best gravy, I'm telling you. So
I love biscuits and gravy.
Do you? Yes. So I got to get a good recipe from you. That's what we always grab, a good recipe. So anyways, we're going to be talking about, I know you are starting at a new place, right?
Mm-hmm. And Healing in America.
Yeah, and so we're going to find out a little bit about what you do and how you're helping so many kids and actually mommies, you know? I mean, you do a lot of yoga, right?
Yeah.
And I know that, I mean, that's one of your passions. That's probably the only thing that you make time for in your life that you actually slot out because it makes you feel so much better.
Yeah, mind, body, spirit. As a matter of fact, I have not been to yoga for a month. I'm going today because I've had a sinus infection and I couldn't bend over and do downward dog. Isn't that funny? I'd start coughing. And it really has affected my attitude. And I'm like, okay, I don't care. I'm finally to the point that I'm feeling much better. And I'm like, all right, I'm going no matter what today. I don't care what comes up. The whole world could fall apart and I'm going.
And I just think that's kind of how we have to live our lives is, you know, it's funny because I was thinking, you know, New Year's Day yesterday, I was, okay, how do I get started? How do I look at my whole life and kind of put it on a paper and a scale of trying to really find balance in every area and making sure not only that I'm making sure that my husband, my children, my parents, everybody has time, but I actually have time. And so many moms kind of put us on the last of the list. Sometimes we're not even on the list.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's what a lot of people do. In some ways, they go to New Year's and they go, okay, what can I do to make my life better? And I think that's really important. But at the same time, I think you just need to say to yourself, what can I do to make myself better? And not worry about the whole world.
So true, because when you are better, actually the whole world, it's weird. It's like looking outside of a dirty window. Everything looks dirty. You clean the inside of it and you're like, oh my God, that's why I love washing my car every, you know, like, yeah. I mean, when it's clean, it's like, So that's where I think to really just start is start.
I mean, I'm
on.
Stuck in right now Christmas decoration hell. I hate to say that, but...
Well, and you know what? I actually, that's one of my things. And I know you actually wait till, what date do
you wait till? Well, we like to wait till Epiphany, which is when the three kings came and recognized Jesus. But, and so it's a religious thing to us. But my Christmas tree is about to explode. Yeah. I mean, it is, I've never had a Christmas tree that dried out so quickly. And I think it's just because the weather has been really incredibly dry. It looks like just such a sad thing.
Do you water it?
Of course.
Yeah. So it's
But trees, like flowers, if you, you know, I'm a florist. So at some point, unless you can recut it, it's not going to take any more water. Wow. And you can't take down your tree and recut it. So, you know, at some point it stops taking water on.
Oh, so it doesn't absorb it.
You know what I learned this year is we got our tree off Victoria Avenue across from Bonds, and they told me to put Sprite in it. Dilute it with half Sprite, half water, and it is still living.
Well, everybody has
we
like
got
their
it the day after
that's
New Year's.
Interesting.
Thanksgiving. I
okay, I'm going to try that next year. Unfortunately, I think my animals would drink it if I put Sprite in the water.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Gosh. Well, you know, it's funny. I actually before, the day before, actually, I guess New Year's Eve, I started cleaning up all my stuff because I like to start with a fresh. I don't like, even my husband still didn't take our Christmas lights down. And I'm like, can I just get up there? And he's like, honey, 5 minutes. But, you know, they're still there. So, but, you know, I like to clean to have a clean slate and start all over. So that's kind of where I'm at. So it's different.
I do too, but
families.
I just, you know, my husband's just adamant
that some of it has to stay up till Epiphany.
Because, you know, really that is...
That's what you're...
You know, people used to celebrate Christmas on Epiphany. That, right. I mean, the whole idea of presents came from Epiphany. The three kings coming and handing presents. So, you know, I fight this battle of religion versus what Steve calls the pagan winter holiday. People, you know, the decorations for just decoration's sake, or is it a religious thing?
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've actually got some great topics we're going to talk about today. We have Valerie Pike, and we're going to be talking about baby yoga, kids yoga, mommy and me classes, and she's going to tell you where and how, some of the different things that she teaches at those studios. Also, we've got, it's Tuesday Trivia Tuesday, and at 8:30 we have Rob. He's going to be calling in and giving us a question. And I know we've got Ronald Reagan library tickets again, so that is going to be a really cool place. I wonder if they have their decorations still up or not. But anyways, our phone number here is 805-639-0008, and we've got Matt on our board. How are you doing, Matt? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all of you.
You seem so chipper today.
What's going on? I know, he's so live.
Feels good. It was a great weekend. Had a lot of fun with the family, and it's good to be back.
Was it beautiful or what?
Oh, my God, it was. In fact, you know, we had a really great time. We just had a really simple dinner, and then we went to the beach house, which was even more beautiful. The next day, it was just incredible. Yeah.
So. And then yesterday, I went to the Rose Bowl.
Oh, there you go.
It was really fun. It's funny because I'm an SC fan, so I didn't really have a stake in this, except for the fact that one of my cousins played on the Wisconsin team. But I was sitting in an Oregon section, and I was wearing my USC stuff because, frankly, I can't root for Oregon, but okay. So, but congratulations, Oregon, because they did a great job, and it was such a fun game to watch because whoever had the ball was the one that was going to score, and it was really very exciting and fun. But I got to tell you, the nastiest fans on both sides.
Really?
I have never heard more cuss words in my entire life.
Really?
It was really weird. They were... I mean, I don't know what the word. It was like the word of the day was the F word. Hmm. And, you know, it's just not necessary.
And they
it's
needed not, some yoga.
They needed something.
Well, you know what? Everybody's so uptight. What about this guy that's been making these fires all over the place? Thank God they got him. But what goes in somebody's mind, you know, to do something like that?
I heard that they were deporting his mom to Germany. Yeah. He's German, and so he was just really mad.
You know, I don't know. It's crazy. You hear about that?
Yeah, I watched it on the news last night. I couldn't believe it. It makes you wonder, how upset are you with your life that you have to do something like this? I mean, how unhappy are you?
Well, at least he didn't kill anybody.
Yeah, that's
thank God. I mean,
thank goodness. And the fact that, thank goodness for our fire and police department that they caught him so quickly.
They were on top of it.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, anyways, we are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay tuned with us here. I'm so glad you're waking up with us. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. Give us a call. If you also, I want to wish Becky Kadama. It's her birthday today.
Oh,
so
happy birthday,
all
Becky.
These New Year little babies. And Joanne Tyson, it was her birthday yesterday. So anyways, yeah, if you have a birthday or an anniversary or just a special day that you want me to announce, definitely give us a call. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
This is The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and happy, happy new year. We're going to be starting all over again. It's a chance to kind of reflect on our lives and just start new. You know, it's funny, you could feel overwhelmed thinking that, okay, I have it all to start again, right? Or you can say, let's break it up into, that's what I did, because I could be overwhelmed really easily. But I took it into little different sections of my life, and so you know, it's funny.
Well, if I try to do things, like think of it all at once, I get really nasty.
Overwhelmed.
Well, overwhelmed, but I get like, oh my God, this house is a mess. Everybody pick up, you know, and Steve's like, take a breath.
Yeah.
Just take a breath.
It's common. You're not alone. I have to tell you, I do the same thing. But what I did do is I walked into just one room at a time and said, what? I want to clean out my house, you know, my life.
Which is always a good time. January is always a great time for that.
Yeah. But why should it always be only on January? Why should we do, if we had 12 months and January is the first month to figure out what is the most important thing? So we did our year ending and, you know, cleaned out our office and, you know, started on that because obviously that's a good place to do business, right? But then you walk into your bedroom and you go, okay, I want this to be a sanctuary. And so what can you clean out? Because a lot of times, you know, there's, I don't know about you, but it's like you get gifts or you get different things and you don't know what to do with. So they're all kind of piling in a corner. Yeah. And it's like, gosh. So anyways, so that's kind of one way to definitely start. So I'm so excited to talk to Valerie because I know that this is another thing. When you can't define center or balance in your life, I know Marcia gets so much balance from that. And so you kind of, I always say, close your eyes and look inside, and you can kind of feel your direction of what you want to go. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from Arkansas. I moved to California 10 years ago. I came here on spring break and loved it so much.
And never went back.
Well, I actually went back for my Tahoe truck and drove across country. It takes like 30 hours from Arkansas. It was a beautiful ride. So beautiful in New Mexico. And
except for through Texas. Not that Texas isn't beautiful, but it is flat and long.
I know.
Oh, my word. I thought I'd never get out of Texas. You're driving through Texas. You're like, oh, my, isn't this ever going to end? So.
And so then how did you get into, had you done yoga out there?
Yes, there's a place called the Little Rock Athletic Club, and a girl that I had gone to high school with was the teacher, and I took a class and just was hooked. I just loved it. And
what is the biggest thing that you feel different when you do yoga?
Well, when I leave the class, it's like all the stress is just relieved from my day. Like I always say, yoga is a vacation from the rest of your day.
Oh, it's, so, to cool. me, it's very similar in feeling to getting a massage.
Exactly.
I was just going to say that.
It is.
I was just going to say massage, but then I thought people are going to say, Kim, you're not, you know.
No, it's the truth. It feels the same. You have a brain
so
massage.
So it's like a drain of all of your built up tensions.
Anxiety. And
yeah, Matt, do you do yoga at all?
I have not tried yoga.
No?
I
hear a lot of good things about it,
I have
though.
To admit, the first 20 minutes of a yoga class, I have to really change my mindset to not think about all the outside things, because that's, I mean, you're,
yeah, how you're, do you calm down, right?
you have to work on it. But once you get past the, okay, nothing outside is going to be changed by me being here right this moment, then, you know, it actually helps everything come in more perspective.
There you go. All right, so tell us, where are you at, and how can, you know, tell us a little bit about your classes.
Okay, well, the class I teach on Sundays is yoga for kids and families, and it's at the Yoga Channel at the Silver Strand Beach, and it's at 2 p.m., and...
Is that outside or inside?
It's inside.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
In the summertime, I'm going to...
Are you?
In the summertime, I'm going to do beach yoga.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
I bet you that. You know, it's funny. We were in Maui, my husband and I, and they had yoga out on, like, right in front of the ocean. Could that get any better? So I'm sure that would be amazing.
Yes.
So,
and all I ask is that you arrive 15 minutes early if it's your first class to fill out a card and bring a yoga mat, or you can rent one for $1. So
$1. Yeah. Wow, that's a great deal. So you don't have to really lug it over there even.
Yes.
Yeah. So now what if somebody has never done yoga, and a lot of people feel embarrassed, you know, or like we talked about this a little bit before, where you're trying to keep up with everybody else. Is that something that you guys, that's a problem? Or
no, you know, the nice thing about yoga is you can teach a class with completely beginners or advanced people, and you, when you're doing one pose, you can show the beginner pose, and then you can say if you want more advanced, you can, you know, do the more advanced pose. So no one needs to be, you know.
Well, and the other thing about yoga, and this did take me a while because I'm an incredibly competitive person.
No,
to realize,
really?
Yeah, to realize that the only person I'm competing with is myself, that you cannot look at somebody else and what they're doing and impose it on yourself, because everybody's in a different place physically. Mm-hmm. And it's the only exercise class I've ever been in. The teachers actually say that, you know, don't compete with someone else. Just do your own practice. And, you know, if you can't do whatever it is, or your body isn't able to do it that day. Some days I go in and I'm strong and I can do everything really well. And some days I go in and I'm just a little tired, or I've had a strain in my back or whatever, and my practice changes. And all of it's okay.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter how you feel. Just get in there,
yeah,
and do
get
something.
Yeah, get it, because you always feel better when you get out.
Right, right. A little bit is better than nothing. I mean, just, you know, something, right?
And every time you do something, and whether it's yoga or any kind of exercise, you will progress if you allow yourself. I think the worst thing people do for themselves, especially on New Year's, is they say, okay, now I'm going to exercise 6 times a week, and I'm going to do it for 2 hours at a time, and I'm going to run a marathon by March 1st. And you wear yourself out, and by March 1st, you're like, I'm done. Where if you would have built up instead of
Right. And I'm really glad that you actually said that, because it is, again, the new year, right? And people put so much pressure on themselves. And so what they do is they put this big, huge expectation. And so instead of doing that, do little tiny...
Remember, nothing is built without a foundation.
There you go.
So you cannot build something unless you have a good foundation for it. And if you don't build up to it, it will break. And that's the same with your body.
And that's the same with life,
it's
really.
True.
I mean, you just have to take one step at a time. And so I think that, you know, I mean, that's one of the reasons I thought that it would be really great to have you on here is, you know, our children are 24/7 lately, and with our, you know, their cell phones and their computers and just going and the pressure of academic school.
Right.
Yeah, just there's so many things on our kids that I think I love that you're getting them started early.
And I do love this. I see this on your paper. It says yoga is great for kids, even boys with ADHD. Can you explain that?
Yes. I've actually had some boys in my class that are very hyperactive. And I play like yoga games. We do like yoga cards where I pass out cards and whoever holds the yoga pose the longest might get like a balloon at the end of the class or a sticker or something like that. So it really captures their attention. And
so this would be a really great place to be centering your children. You know, whether you are hyper or, you know, do you ever get kids that just can't get into it?
Yes, I did have one little boy come to class. He came with a little girl and he was just her neighbor. And he didn't want to do the yoga class. And so he just sat out on the stairs. And then by mid-class, I said, oh, would you like to come join in for a yoga game? And so he did. And then his whole perspective changed. He loved it.
So he was just scared.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of boys probably think, oh, yoga's for girls.
Right. Yeah.
At the beginning. So what is this kids party? This looks like so much fun.
I know. That's.
Yes, I offer Karma Kids yoga birthday parties. We have spa yoga parties where we paint fingernails, do hair braiding, I can do henna tattoos, and then we do a teddy bear yoga sleepover yoga party. Where
so you actually sleep in the yoga studio?
No.
Okay.
I was going to say, one time we slept at the zoo, okay?
That's true. Okay.
We
so
did.
Not so ridiculous.
Yeah, I slept at the zoo with my daughter. And
aquarium.
So, yeah. Did you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. I mean, it's a great concept. Everybody brings their little sleeping bags. You make hot chocolate.
And pajamas.
Yeah.
I know. And then the morning after, I can do bagels and cream cheese and fruit. And the night before, they can have pizza. And then we can also do yoga cakes.
So what is the steps for somebody to first start? You know, they don't have to be in shape or anything, right?
No. I have moms that come, you know, when they've had a baby 4 months ago and, you know, they're still trying to lose their weight. And so just the first step is just coming to class. And
so now your Mommy and Me classes, do you have the kids and their mom do it together?
Yes.
Because I think that would be kind of cool to be, you know, almost like hold hands and then you're both stretching, you're both getting it. And it's a connection with your children.
Yes, it's very bonding.
And if you go to a new yoga class with a new teacher, there's two things. One, always tell the teacher that if you've never been to a yoga class or you've only taken 10 classes, please tell her you're new so that she can help you get into the poses correctly. And then if you're in a class with a new teacher, introduce yourself so that she
knows who you are. Yeah, because so many people are like, they feel like they want to be invisible there, but they're not going to get any special attention, right? I mean,
exactly.
When you see somebody that doesn't come up to you and really, they just want to be in your class, you're so personable, I bet you wouldn't let them be invisible, right?
No. Actually, when there's new students, we go around and we play the name game and we each say our name so everybody knows, you know, who you are. And
right. And why you're there? Is there a reason why people come?
Well, for inner peace, I guess. And then they want to, you know, get in shape because there's lots of yoga poses like plank that help your abdominal muscles. So
let's talk a little bit about some of the different poses. What are some of the different poses?
There's tree pose, which is a really good balancing.
And I'm terrible at, I will tell you that I do a lot of yoga. And for some bizarre reason, that is my struggle. That one footed on the ground with your other leg up. standing there for, you know, I just don't have a center of gravity or something.
No, do you know what I do? My trick is I always pick out an electrical outlet, and that is like my focus. And if you have a focus with your eyes and you're not looking all around the room, it helps you balance.
That's the same. Yeah, I took ballet for years, and that's the same thing with ballet. So I try that. I've tried everything. I just am not good at it. And that's okay. I've just allowed myself not to be good at one pose.
Mm-hmm.
But downward dog is the one that I think everybody knows. Yes. And is the easiest to do. Plank is my favorite.
Yeah.
Which is like a push-up, but you just stay in one spot. I mean, you stay there, and then you work your way down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what about when you get, does any of your classes get really hard with children?
Not necessarily. I tell you what, like the first, I teach 45 minutes to hour classes, and we do the first 30 minutes yoga, and then I switch it over to a yoga game, and then we also do yoga freeze dance where I turn on a song. And
so it's one big party at your, this is like, so this is the kind of yoga I want to go to.
This is the adult child class. Now, do you have just adult classes too?
No, I just teach.
Oh, you teach children.
Just children and yoga and kids. And dads are welcome too. Dads can be pretzels. I've had grandmothers come with the mom and child. And it's $10 per family. It doesn't matter if you bring your dad and mom or your brother and, you know, sister and mom. It's $10 per family. So.
Wow, that's
really
great.
So as many
really
people
great.
As you can drag with you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's actually a really cool thing because, you know, the way I like to roll, I like a lot of people around me. So, but I think it makes fun, you know?
And people are always looking for something for their family to be physical with together. And this is nice because it kind of allows for all different body types and abilities, and at the same time, it's kind of a fun thing. So
yes, and also in my class, when we do yoga freeze dance, when I stop the music, whoever like is holding the balloon that we pass around to, they have to do a yoga pose, so they get to use their imagination, and you know.
So have you noticed in your class of kids that are doing yoga that they actually are improving in school or that they have, what are you noticing from it?
Do you know, it's kind of like when you come to class, you just, you leave the world behind you, like, you know, all the stresses and whatever's, you know, eating at you. And so it does help, you know, to do any form of exercise, just to have an outlet, you know. And it's non-competitive, so it's not like soccer or football or, you know, dance where, you know, you have to be better. So that's what's great about it is there's no pressure.
I love it. Give out, tell everybody where you're going to be, what all your places
are. Well, today, when I leave today, I'm going to teach at Yoga Jones, which is in Ventura. And I teach Mommy and Me, Yoga for Moms, Dads, or Good Fairies, and children aged 2 months and up.
I love that, Good Fairies.
I know.
That is so cute.
Tina came up with that.
Yeah. That's your daughter?
No, Tina is the owner of Yoga Jones.
Very cute. Okay. Okay.
And then on Thursdays, I teach at Zanzilla, and I teach two-month-old babies up to tween and everything in between. And at the end of our class there, Zan, the owner, has really a cool assortment of instruments. So we whip out the bongo drum, the tambourine, and even the ting shaws.
Now, do you ask that the parent stays with the kids, or do some of your classes have just the kids?
Great question.
Do you know, it varies. You know, maybe some parents, like one dad showed up in a pair of blue jeans, and, you know, blue jeans aren't very flexible, so he kind of sat out or observed, you know, the
so
class.
That's so that's another thing. You need to have the right clothing on.
Yes.
This isn't a drop-off class, just drop your kids off and leave. This is a participation for the whole family.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you want to kind of, this is a connecting class, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, and so give out that where that is.
Oh, okay. Zanzilla is on 2750 East Main Street in Ventura, and I teach that class Thursdays at 2, and it's a beautiful studio.
Okay, great.
And for yoga for babies 2 months and up, so that's
yeah, I want to come back and
everybody.
Talk about that, 2 months. How do they, I mean, maybe you're just moving their hands, right?
And no, their legs like do like a wheelbarrow. And
I know that's really good for baby's digestion.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And colic.
Well, you know what? I know we have Rob from Coffee News on. And I think what we're going to do is take a really quick break and figure out our trivia for Tuesday here on Kim Pagano's show, if anybody's just tuning in right now. Rob, are you there?
Yes, Kim. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you?
Oh, great. How about yourself?
Very, very good. All right. So what is your, do you have a New Year's resolution or one little thing that you're going to just try to conquer in your 2012?
I'm just going to try to be the best that I can, you know, get more exercise, you know, improve my diet and, all the normal stuff that everyone kind of has in mind for the new year.
That's great. And that's just...
I did climb a mountain yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. Not a huge mountain, just, it might be the biggest mountain in Simi Valley. It's called Mount McCoy. So I went on a little hike yesterday and it was a beautiful view from the mountaintop.
Wow, that's great. All right. So do you always go, hiking?
I do like to hike a lot. You know, I like the outdoors and, I like to walk on trails and see nature and,
And what a great day to be outside.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So what is our trivia question for today?
Okay. So the prize, once again, is the winner will win 2 passes to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum, which is a $30 value.
Very cool.
And you did ask about the Christmas tree exhibit. That is on for one more week. So
oh, good. Okay, I heard it was fabulous there.
Yeah, if you want to see the Christmas trees, they have 25 different trees to kind of tell the story from the 1700s up till today. And that's going on just for another week. But then after that, they have a new exhibit about George Washington. So for February and March, they'll be, showcasing the history of George Washington in ways you've never known him before.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay, so what is our question?
So the question today is, which West Indian dance does the dancer bend backwards and pass under a low pole?
Very cool.
Say that again?
Marcia didn't get it. That's why she's
no,
like,
no, I only heard half of the thing.
Okay.
In which West Indian dance does the dancer bend backward and pass under a low pole?
Okay, and that's right. And our question...
call-in number is 805-639 0008.
That's right. So again, if you get this answer right, you have 2 passes to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum. And the question is, in which West Indian dance does the dancer bend backwards and pass under a low pole? I know that one.
I do too, but I didn't realize it was West Indian. So
yeah,
that's,
isn't that
good,
interesting? We learned something. A little bit of trivia here on the Kim Pagano Show. All right, well, thank you so much, Rob. And again, call in if you know. I think
I thought it was just
Googling
a party game.
I know. Isn't that funny? 805-639-0008. And have a wonderful day.
Yeah, great.
And that's coffee news. Everybody, you know, I talked to a couple of my listeners yesterday that had won, and they're like, oh, I love that coffee newspaper. So definitely pick up one. They're almost at every stop that you make. So,
you know, I looked up yoga just because sometimes I think people that haven't been to yoga just don't even
know what
they're kind
really
of scared by the whole thing. And I'm going to read the one that's, to me, the easiest. It says that any of the methods or disciplines prescribed, especially a series of postures and breathing exercise, practice to achieve control of body and mind tranquility.
Oh, there you go. See? So it's just a tranquil thing to do. I know we have our next guest on, and we have Jeffrey Zaslow, and a story about the love we wish for our daughters, The Magic Room. Jeffrey, are you there?
I am. Thanks
this
for having
is a
me on.
Beautiful book. It really is.
Yeah. And now tell us a little bit about your passion for writing this book.
Well, I have 3 daughters. I've got my girls are now 22. They're actually young women, 22, 20, and 16. And I wanted to write a book about the love all parents wish for their daughters, and I needed a place to set it. And so I could have gone to daddy-daughter dances or maternity wards, but my wife said maybe there's something about a wedding dress. And so I found a bridal shop in the middle of nowhere in Michigan. It's been serving brides since 1934. 100,000 brides have gone through here. And it's in an old bank building, and there's a room where they try on the dresses. It's called the Magic Room. It's the old bank vault. And, you know, I've seen many brides and their families break into tears in that room.
How Now, are all three of your daughters married?
Zero are married, but, you know, I'll have to bring them to the... I'm actually standing in Becker's Bridal right now because I'm here today, but I'll have to force them here when they get married, when the time comes.
There I think you... forcing in marriage is never good. Two good words to put together.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'll find the guys. I'll force them in. I'm kidding. You know.
Yeah, I know.
One thing I learned at the bridal shop is the parents' job is not to say.
Yeah, you actually have to. Dress. Yeah, you're the supposed to be the one that sits down and goes, "You look beautiful."
You know, it's funny because I'm a floral.
I love you.
I'm a floral designer. And my specialty is weddings, and it is very interesting thing to watch somebody go through the process of a wedding and see, because there are many reasons people get married, and that is a reflection of what their wedding becomes. But really, you want to look past the wedding and go to the marriage part of it.
You want to look at their life, you know, how it's going to be forever.
It's been all the time I was working here, and I mean, working on the book here in the shop. A lot of women walking around with big scrapbooks about their weddings, you know, the caterer and the band. Not a lot of women walking around with scrapbooks about marriage.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That is interesting. Now, how long have you been married?
I'll be married 25 years this year, so I understand a little bit about marriage.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the biggest thing that people should take from marriage? What do you think as a man?
Well, you mean about what parents should advise their daughters about marriage?
Yeah, what advice?
Yeah, well, you know, it's not about the dress, and it's not about the wedding, and it's not about what you serve for the meal for the wedding. It's about the marriage. And the sad thing in America today is, you know, the latest poll from the Pew Research Center shows that 39% of Americans think marriage is becoming obsolete.
Hmm.
And that's a shame, you know, it's a shame. So we live in the Kardashian age, but I was glad to hang out.
What was that, 72 days?
In Western Bridal Shop with 2,500 dresses and to learn that, you know, there's some people that still see the power and passion and the possibilities of marriage.
Tell us about, you have several chapters about different people. Can you tell us about the chapter you have about Megan? Because I find it very interesting.
Yeah, Megan, she came in here one day and tried on a dress and looked beautiful. And the next day she was in a car accident and lost both of her fingers on her right hand. She had a huge gash on her forehead. It was months of recovery. Wasn't sure if she'd make it to her wedding. But I watched her fiancé stand by her side and her parents stand by her side. And you know, she returned to the magic room for the first fitting. She looked a little different, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But the love was still there. So it was a pretty powerful story, and an honor to tell that story in the book.
Oh, yeah. My God, you just gave me chills. Wow. And, you know, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We have Valerie Pike on with us, and we're talking about baby and mommy and me and children yoga. And I've got Marcia on, and we're talking right now to author Jeffrey Zaslow, and he discusses his new book. Is it out yet?
Yeah, it came out this week.
Oh, congratulations. The Love Thanks. We Wish for Our Daughters. And it's a magic room. It's a story about different people's lives and journeys. And it's so perfect for my show because that's what we talk about here is, you know, the different journeys of strength that somebody else has overcome that we can learn through. And so I love, what else would we find in your book?
You know, the book tells the stories of the family, the Becker family. It's called Becker's Bridal. And started in 1934, this store. And it's a great-grandmother, a grandmother, a mother, and a daughter who run it, and, you know, an unbroken chain. So I also tell the story of just of the bridal business, in a way, through all those 77 years. You know, it used to be brides would take an hour to find a dress. Now they take weeks, and they bring in bridesmaids and sisters, and it takes hours and hours and hours. And then they end up buying it for $50 cheaper on the Internet. So I learned a lot about the bridal business.
And now, what kind of business are you in? I know you were a columnist for the Wall Street Journal and an author for the New York Times. The Girls from Ames?
Yeah, right? I've written in the last few years several books. I just co-authored the book with Gabrielle Giffords, who, you know, she was shot in the head there.
Right.
So I wrote a book with her and her husband that just came out in November.
So it sounds like you have a passion for the gift that, you know, a partner stays with you no matter what.
Oh, yeah. I learned that from working on the book with Gabby and Mark.
Yeah, that was another incredible story.
Yeah, for sure. It was a beautiful story. You know, it's a sad one, but Gabby's coming along. She's doing very well. She's in therapy every day, and she's pulling it together and improving every day.
So what do you think that the magnet is in a relationship like that?
To me, that is a couple well chosen.
Yeah, well, definitely that. But it's that unconditional love that we truly wish for, you know, not only our girls but just everybody in life, right? That you find your partner that can, when you're down, they lift you up. When they're down, you lift them up.
Yeah, for sure. You know, there's a beautiful Bruce Springsteen song that I like. It's called "If I Should Fall Behind." You know, if I should fall behind, wait for me, and then I'll wait for you too. That's the message in the song. And I think that's what Matt, Mark, and Gabby are doing. They never expected, you know, they'd be in this. They felt they were trying to have a baby when she was shot, and you know, they thought they'd be parents of a newborn now, and instead they've got a different thing they're dealing with. But you know, the love between them is going to carry them. I could see that.
Yeah,
that's great.
You know, it's funny. Well, it's not funny, but my best friend in the world died a month before my wedding. And I loved my husband my husband-to-be, and I always, you know, I thought I picked well, but I really knew I picked well.
When she passed away.
Because I never had to rely on him for anything before that. I just, you know, she was my go-to. You know, if I had a question or whatever, I'd go to her. Well, now she wasn't there, and it was obvious that I would go to my future husband and then husband, but it really brought us a lot closer. So I think, well, good matches, tragedy brings you closer.
That's a really great point right there. When you look at your life and you look at your marriage, that's your best friend, you know. And it's interesting, Jeffrey, that you wrote this book about the magic room. So tell us, what was it that was in your mind when you were writing this?
Well, I was thinking about my own daughters, obviously. And I'm a storyteller, you know. I write about loss a lot. I wrote a book called The Last Lecture, you know, which was about a professor dying of cancer, and he gave his last lecture. And so I'm drawn to those stories. And so the brides I picked were pretty serious in a way. They were serious about marriage. They were serious about their fiancés and serious about learning about marriage. And they've had struggle in their lives. You know, and that's what I sort of focused on. And I think those are the more important stories to tell. You know, I could have written a book about bridezillas or the bride you'll see and say yes to the dress, but I was more focused on the bride herself and her family than on that.
That's great.
I like it. And can you give us one more example of one of your other brides in your book?
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's a 40-year-old bride, first-time bride, and you know, she thought she'd never get married, and she remembered the Newsweek article from way back in the 80s that said you're more likely to be shot by a terrorist and finds a husband at 40, but she found her husband. And that was nice, too, just to see how she felt like she was in a million-man march to the magic group.
That there's still a...
And the guy was not who she thought he would be. And I, you know, it was an honor to tell her story, too.
Wow, that's great. And now, did you go out and interview a bunch of different women, and that's how you wrote your story, or...?
Yeah, they had to come into the magic room here to try on their gown. And there are 100,000 brides that have passed through here over the 77 years, but I picked 8 of them to focus on, and I followed them to their wedding day, and so the book ends with their wedding.
Their story. All right. Well, gosh, it's really an inspiration. I can't wait to read it. And so,
well, thank you for having me on, and to all those brides and would-be brides out there, and to the mothers and fathers, I mean, hug the girls, and hug your sons, too. Why not?
Yeah, why not? And tell us how to get your book.
Yeah, where do we find your book?
Anywhere, you know, it's anywhere. It's Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you name it.
It's Jeffrey Zaslow, The Magic Room.
Yeah, the story about the love we wish for our daughters. What a nice gift for somebody that's getting married, too.
I know, and you know, Beth Hammond at the Yoga Channel, she's offering yoga weddings.
Ah!
Which I've never heard of that before.
Wow,
yeah.
You know, that's another
beach
one.
Too. You can do a yoga wedding by the
thank
beach.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. It was nice talking with you.
Thank you for having me on. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. All right. Well, we're going to take a really quick break, and we didn't have a winner for our trivia today, so I'm going to repeat it again. In which West Indian? I think that's what's throwing everybody off, you know, but it's really a game that we all play. Dance, which West Indian dance does the dancer bend backward and pass under the low pole? What is the name of the game? That's probably the easiest
way to
say.
You know, if they keep lowering the pole and you keep passing,
Yeah. Okay, guys, wake up out there. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. Give us a call. We're going to take a really quick break and we'll be right back.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Vigano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Vigano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999. With a great proven track record, call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Vigano Show. We're talking to Valerie Pike, and we're talking about yoga.
Yeah.
So, gosh, you know, that's a definite way to get started. How long is a yoga class? How long do you go?
It goes anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so is that – a lot of people think, how many times do they have to go a week, or is it just once a week?
No, I actually have a couple of girls that follow me to every yoga studio because I teach three different classes, and they show up at every different studio I teach at. But I also teach the ABCs of yoga using the alphabet. And then another kid's favorite is animal and nature poses. So
that's fun.
Yeah.
So what is animal? I'm not a yoga.
Well, this is her kids' yoga.
Yeah,
they don't
do
animal poses in regular yoga.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they do trees, right?
Yeah.
So they do nature. I know.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I know. But
well, there's the flamingo stand, the lion's roar, cat pose. I just recently learned there's not only downward dog but upward facing dog.
Uh-huh.
So I know. So
and
yeah,
now
that's pretty funny.
Your daughter's been doing it obviously for a long time with you, right?
Yeah, she actually started doing yoga before she started gymnastics, which was like wow to me, you know.
And so do you feel like it's helped her in her life?
Yes, she has her own yoga mat from Lazy Lizards.
And actually, how old is she?
She's 3.5. Mm. And her favorite thing is the butterfly swing. When the child goes into the butterfly pose, I lean down and grab her under her ankles and legs, and I swing her back and forth in the butterfly swing. So that's her favorite pose to do.
Yeah, that's a fun thing.
Now, do you get a lot of fathers?
Yes, I do. Amazingly enough, they show up, and sons too come.
So, because I think that it's so important, like actually, like Jeffrey that we were just talking to, that you know the connection with your daughters as well as you know moms. Kind of, you know, are the ones that are always usually at home with everybody. Mm-hmm. But so you get a lot of, now, are your classes ever after work at night?
Not yet, but I'm wanting to start at a place called Peace. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
No, sounds wonderful, though.
They have a drum circle, I think the second Thursday of every month. And, or maybe it's Wednesday. But I'm thinking of having yoga, kids yoga, before they do the drum circle. So
so why don't you tell us your website so that, I know you're at three different studios, it's going to get confusing for people. How do they get a hold of you?
Oh, okay. It's www.valeriesyogaforkids.vpweb.com, and I'm also on meetup.com. You can type in kids yoga in Ventura County and you'll find a list of all my classes.
There you go.
There you. Yeah, that's good. And I know you also are very creative. Mm-hmm. Right. So yes. Tell us a little bit about what you make.
Oh, I also make soy candles. I custom make candles, any color, any scent, and I put sequence decorations on the front.
So now how soy is so, I mean, that's really cool right there. How'd you get started with that?
Well, my dad actually raises soybeans in Arkansas.
Oh, really?
And so the candles I make are 100% soy. And they're better than, you know, the normal paraffin wax candles.
And they're actually healthier for you.
Does he send you soybeans?
No. No, I order the wax.
Oh, okay.
But so when you say, that's really cool. So he grows soybeans?
Yes. Oh. And rice and corn. I know.
Really?
Yes.
So what is, when you say there's soy, explain to us what that is exactly.
Well, it comes.
Is it just like a derivative of it, or
yes, yes, it's the wax. They get it from the soybean, and it actually the soy candles smell better than other candles. They hold the scent better, and they burn longer too. So,
Marcia, you have tons of candles, right?
I do, but I never even looked into how they make soy wax. That's interesting. I'm gonna have to look that up.
I know it is really. I was really interested by that. And do they, you know, how like dripless, are they dripless or is there a difference?
They're not tapers. Usually they're larger candles, aren't they?
Yes. I make them in care jars and then I make them up to like 21 ounces. But my new scents are, Surfer Girl, which smells like, coconut, and a BFF scent, which is actually cranberry or cosmopolitan martini.
Aren't these cute?
Another one is Little Black Dress. It smells like sandalwood. So
can they get a hold of these on your website also?
Yes, I have another website. It's www.sweediemadebyangels.com. So.
Oh, that's cool.
She's like a trick of all trades. You're one of those people. And it's all passionate. You could tell that, you know. Now, did you take a candle making class?
No, I ordered a candle kit online, and it tells you and, you know, comes with a little video and everything of how to make them inside your house. And
that's what starts it. And then it becomes a passion, then it becomes an obsession. And
I know.
Yeah.
Then it becomes a business. So
there you go. Exactly. Well, you know, I'm so glad that you shared this with us. Give everybody your phone number again or your website. How they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, my website's www.valeriesyogaforkids.vpweb.com. And my phone number is 805-263-0459. And my email address is valeriepike1@hotmail.com.
All right. Well, I do want to say that for the beginning of the year, I thought it would be kind of neat to give away little tips that we can start to kind of really get grab of our life again. And one of the things that I thought would be interesting is to actually go through all of our bills and make sure that we're paying for what we really asked for. You know, there's so many things that sometimes you don't need them anymore. You don't really think about it. You know, maybe your insurance that you let lapse on a car or, you know, on, you know, or...
I've got a good example. I thought that I belonged to a gym years ago, and I thought I had canceled it. And, well, I'm almost positive I canceled it. And then my husband's looking through our credit cards. This was about 6 months ago, and he goes, "Marcia, what's this thing for, you know, the gym?" And he goes, "Why are we still being charged for it?" 5 years later,
Really?
Yeah. See, and it wasn't expensive. It was like $25. But $25 times 12 yeah. times 5,
yeah.
that's a lot of wasted
so
money.
So that's definitely one little tiny step is start observing where all your money's going.
Because
you know?
Sometimes you think that once your membership to something year-long, whether it's magazines or whatever, runs out, that you no longer belong there. And that's not true. Some
no.
things you belong there until you cancel it.
Until you literally write something
right.
out. And so that's it. Maybe, you know, make sure that when you go to a restaurant and you put the right tip on, that you're making sure that they put the same tip on. I know that sounds terrible, but it's happened to
me
before.
Well, and make sure that they haven't already added tip in.
That's another.
Be conscious, is I think what you're
yes.
saying.
Yes, be conscious of what is going out of your checkbook. Because if, you know, I know that we've been going through a recession now, and those are little things that can just add, you know, $25 more right there.
I know. My biggest New Year's resolution is not to buy anything I don't use.
Oh, I'm right there with you. So, I'm right there.
I don't
want to
see
one.
Any more clothes in the closet with
tags
on
them.
It. I don't
yeah.
want to see any more things in the, you know, cabinets that I thought I bought because it was a great buy and I thought I'd use it and it never was.
I know. I totally agree with you. So I guess saying that, let's be more conscious.
That's right.
Be more conscious, be in the moment and, you know, just
live your life with purpose.
There you go. I love it. Valerie, pleasure meeting you and having you on. And God, I want to go check out your classes. And so we'll put that on Facebook. Of, yes. And
I know I got to find a little kid.
I know. Our kids are all older now, right? Marcia, thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Thank
Matt,
you.
Thank
New
you
Year.
So much. Happy New Year. And of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, if you have doubts about whether you should say something, chances are you probably shouldn't say it. And with that, gosh, you know, it's just another wonderful day. Make it your best. Put a couple things on your list and so that you can feel like you've actually accomplished something. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and have a really great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Stop me on the corner. Swear you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting, but who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go with it? Don't you blink, you might miss it. See, we got a right to just love it or leave it. You find it and keep it, 'cause it ain't every day you get the chance to say.